This, Michael, and I guess I'm a rhino, at least according to Trump and his name calling. Of course I have a few names for him, probably not as polite though. Before we get started though, it should be pointed out that Trump is not a Republican. Trump is an ultra-conservative whose very existence is Trump, and Trump alone. Let's take a simplified look at our current politics. We have a two-party system locked in a tug of war between extremes. Each side keeps attacking the other, and in response, both sides retreat further, farther left, farther right, until they're not just disagreeing anymore, they're trained to hate each other. That's not governance, that's dysfunction. So what are we left with? Two radical ends. The radical left. The extreme radical left represents a fringe segment of progressive politics that pushes for sweeping systemic change through aggressive, often uncompromising means. This group tends to reject capitalism, traditional institutions, and incremental reform, favoring revolutionary approaches to issues like race, gender, climate, and economic equality. They often prioritize ideology over dialogue, and in doing so, can alienate potential allies and undermine broader efforts at progress by insisting that moral purity trumps practical coalition building. The radical right. The extreme radical right represents a fringe segment of conservative politics that embraces authoritarianism, ultranationalism, and rigid traditionalism. This group often resists social progress and diversity, favoring exclusionary policies and rhetoric rooted in fear, grievance, and cultural dominance. They prioritize loyalty over law and often reject democratic norms when those norms threaten their power or worldview. In doing so, they undermine the very principles of liberty and equality they claim to defend. And then there's us, the moderates. Maybe what's sometimes called the silent majority. The moderate middle. The moderate middle is often dismissed as indecisive or dull, but in reality, it's where the hard work of democracy happens. It's the space where values meet reality, where compromise isn't weakness, but a strategy for progress. Moderates challenge extremism on both sides, not by shouting louder, but by thinking deeper, weighing facts, listening to others, and choosing country over party. It may not grab headlines, but the middle holds the line when others pull us apart. Now, if you're reading my articles, rants, and commentary, you might think I lean left. But that's only because of the current administration, a gang of political gangsters whose zealousness is causing damage that could take generations to repair. But make no mistake, if it were Marxists or Leninists destroying us, I'd be saying the exact same thing. Sometimes you have to throw the punch across the line to be heard. That doesn't mean you switched sides. It means you're paying attention. If you feel the need to belong somewhere, take a look at something like the Forward Party. They seem grounded. They seem sane. But I'm not here to recruit you. I'm here to challenge you. Be a thinker, not a follower. I've made mistakes. I've been swindled, both financially and politically. But it wasn't because I was ignorant. And that's the one thing I want for you, too. Just take 1 hour a week, do some real research, learn what's really going on, then make decisions. Do something. The silent majority, yes, majority, has to find its voice. It's no longer safe or sane to just go along with the flow. If you're still a Republican or Democrat just because that's what your family always was, that used to be me, ask yourself this. Is the country we live in today the same one your father or grandfather built their values on? If not, I'm not asking you to change. I'm asking you to be sure. The only way a democracy can survive is if you pay attention and vote. Not just the presidential ballot every 4 years, but every election, city, county, state, and federal. Stop voting the party line. Vote for the candidates. Pay attention, and you might discover you're a moderate as well. We need you to subscribe, and we need you to hit the like. If you think our message is valid, you don't have to agree with us. We just want you to become an independent thinker. You know, a politician's worst nightmare.